This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We do have a vigil tonight for a 13-year-old girl, the youngest victim to be shot to death in Philadelphia this year. The victim identified as Elisa Smith. Her family speaking out saying she was an honor student at a local charter school who wanted to become a nurse someday. Cheerleader who loved going to football games. And her mom said she was also a very good student who kept her head in the books. So police still investigating this one. We don't have a firearm. We don't have the suspects. No ballistics. The shooting death that happened in a home that I told you about this week in the 2800 block of North Bailey Street, North Philadelphia. Officers called to the scene, finding the girl suffering from a gunshot wound to her chest, not wasting a second, rushing her to the hospital. But doctors there could not save her life. Her charter school, Wissahickon Charter School, confirming that Smith was an eighth grade student at their Fernhill campus and releasing a statement how heartbroken they are that Alicia Smith, the victim of tragic violence in North Philadelphia, they confirm was an eighth grader, and just talk about how they had known her since she was a kindergartner and made an impression on everyone she met.
13 years old, 13. Had it figured out, knew that she wanted to achieve the American dream, be a nurse, great student, apparently, according to what you said, cheerleader, and, senseless tragedy.
So, are they thinking it was an accidental shooting?
That's what the police, the way that they're wording this, and I think that they're trying to give, because there were two to three boys seen running away.
Oh, boy.
And so I think that what's going on here is the police are trying to give somebody an opportunity to say, hey, if this was an accident with kids playing with guns or whatever happened, come forward. And that's because you're not hearing much about, the suspects or what happened here. And so I think they're looking at surveillance, all the Ring doorbells in the area, that sort of thing, looking at surveillance. But they're not giving us much more than that as far as that this was some kind of a killer who targeted her. We're not hearing that kind of language, that she was purposely gunned down. Nobody's saying that. So she was shot to death. That's true. But was this kids playing with firearms in this house?
Yeah.
And so come forward.
They got scared and ran.
Run away.
Did they recover a gun or anything?
No.
Wow.
That's just it. They don't have a firearm. They don't have anything more than that.
Interesting.
So they're continuing to work in the community, and I think they'll come up. My sense of this, to your point, Greg, reading between the lines and from what the police are, releasing as they talk to local media, is that they're on the trail of these underage. These were all juveniles. These were all like eighth grade kids.
Right.
So somebody comes over to the friend's house, and they're playing with a gun. That's what it looks like here.
Okay.
But we don't know.
Yep.
So as it goes on, though, obviously if someone turned, with their parents turned themselves in, then it looks differently. But as this goes on, then you kind of lose that window of saying, oh, sorry, it was an accident.
Yep.
Speaking of young children, this is a follow-up, and this story made international news. Remember the story of the mom with two young daughters, African-American, in Bucks County, Sesame Place, who had said that the character Rosita had snubbed her children.
Yes.
As they were at the parade.
Yes.
So we have a verdict. So this jury has found that Sesame Place in Bucks County is not liable. This is years after the this incident that, again, made national news, international news, held news conferences. So the case included claims of discrimination against children, that they felt ignored by the costumed performers. And there were multiple cases, but this is the Bucks County case.
Uh-huh.
So the jury unanimously voted no to the questions asked if Sesame Place, as well as its parents' company, SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment, were liable. And they've released a statement saying they're very pleased with the verdict, the jury's verdict. They've thanked the jury for their service and attention. And they say that the facts presented demonstrate that they treat their guests equally.
Could you imagine being triggered or offended by Bert and Ernie or Oscar the Grouch not paying attention to you and then taking it to court? I mean, do we need to waste our tax dollars in the public court system on stuff like this?
Well, you guys remember this, right? Like, Jesse Jackson got involved in this whole
remember
thing.
This?
Once he got involved, I was like, well, this is
the loser. You
know, the Sesame Place is screwed up. Obviously not.
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
Justice was done. Thank you.
So, and that's essentially the statement they've released, and the park said they did review their practices, their mandatory training for all employees, and they deliver an equitable, inclusive experience to all guests.
Yeah. Peter M. on the YouTube chat says, thank God this case was not in New York City or D.C.
Ah, they would have thrown the book at this.
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely true.
Alvin Bragg would have sunk his teeth into this.
I was going to say, I wonder, where were all the race hustlers?
Yeah. Is Jemele Hill going to pen a 2,000-word column on this for The Atlantic?
I'm sure the courts are racist now, right?
Yes.
Siding with Sesame Place.
Systemically rigged. So, yep.
Rosita's not guilty.
What they should actually sue Sesame
I don't even know who the hell Rosita is, by the way.
She's like the turquoise. She's the Hispanic character.
That must be a new addition. It like wasn't that. They were not on the set. Was she on the Sesame Street group in the 80s and 90s when I was watching Sesame Street?
No.
Okay, that's why I have no recollection of her.
She's been around.
Okay. By the way, if Sesame Place is sued for this, then it would be fine. The fact that they are... the fact that their prices are outrageous. That's what they should actually be sued for.
Yeah, right.
I'm just kidding.
In Atlantic City, Marty Small Sr., the mayor there, as well as his wife, Laquetta Small, the superintendent of schools, they have been indicted on charges of endangering the welfare of their teenage daughter. This from the Atlantic County Prosecutor's Office. So Marty Small, who's the mayor, charged with third-degree terroristic threats, third-degree aggravated assault. So they've denied this and said this is a family situation, a big misunderstanding. Some of the stories are quite disturbing, if true, but the charges stem from allegations that the defendants physically and emotionally abused their then 15-year-old daughter, that according to the prosecutor. At one point, they claim that the mayor actually struck his daughter in the head with a broom, causing her to lose consciousness. Another one involves him punching his daughter repeatedly in her legs, leaving her bruised. So these are serious allegations. They, again, deny these allegations, so we'll continue to follow that one as well. As there's so much news happening today, we'll get to all of it, but I do want to give you a headline from our Philadelphia Phillies. We lost to the Mets 10-6. What the heck? And tonight we play game two in New York tonight, 7:10 p.m. Not good.
Taiwan Walker. When are they going to stop bringing him out?
Oh, does he still get trotted out every 5 days?
I mean,
that's stiff.
He pitched last night at 4 home runs against him.
Yeah.
Like, it's just. And Rob Thompson was asked about it. And
he's like, I got a lot of games in a row.
Yeah. I don't want to tire out my bullpen.
Yeah.
Like, what? Yeah, what?
Topper's a little soft on people. Don't you think so? He's a little too player friendly, in my opinion. I miss the days of Boa.
By the way, didn't I say Saturday? Saturday they were gonna
Yeah, you did.
The magic number.
Yeah.
Are you right again?
Well, they're psychic.
They're four games from clinching the division. They're obviously not going to do that this weekend.
Yeah.
But I said that they just need to win one more game to get a playoff berth.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Saturday.
And the Eagles are four quarters away on Sunday from losing to the Saints and having this city melt down and call for Sirianni's head.
Why would you even say that?
It's going to happen. I'm telling you. I could feel it building.
So at, what, like 9:52-ish tonight or today, we'll give our picks?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
All right. Is everybody going to be ready?
I am ready. Picks? I've been ready all week.
Oh, geez. As we give our fills and our weather, our fill score and our weather, we are sponsored by Indeed this morning. And Indeed, it's going to be a beautiful Friday. 84 degrees today. What?
So bad. That joke is so bad.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
No, it was better than my word Look, salad Oprah
it's
joke.
Early.
No, that was a funny joke. Everybody, 6:13, we have two comedians in the house.
Yeah.
It's great.
Dawn and I trying to channel our inner Gutfeld and Fela today.
Well, listen, we have a beautiful weekend in store, a lot of sunshine, 66 degrees right now. But if you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their all-in-one platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. And Indeed's interview tool lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from their website. Visit Indeed.com/credit, Kale & Company Newsline.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:13, Friday morning. Let's get to the last big take of the week.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
And it's brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group Broad Border Bombshell. You know, if Donald Trump is to win the 2024 election, I have said it, and I'll say it again. He needs to hammer home three things. Economy, border, and war. Economy, border, and war. Economy, border, and war. Don't care if it's redundant. It's that simple. Because Bidenomics isn't working. The southern border is a crisis. And American soldiers, despite Kamala Harris's lies and ABC News and their failure to fact check her at debate, are in fact abroad in conflict to the tune of approximately 3,500 troops. But yesterday on Capitol Hill, a stunning admission was made as a whistleblower dropped a bombshell border revelation. Aaron Heitke is the former chief border patrol agent, and he claims that he was ordered by the Biden-Harris administration to stand down and cover up the border crisis. Listen and watch this.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022. Well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Terrorists, rapists, murderers, assaults, drugs, women, children. Kamala Harris was dubbed the border czar. Her task was to find the root cause and fix it. Alejandro Mayorkas is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Under these two puppets, countless American lives have been snuffed out. If the Clintons and the Bushes are war criminals, what does this make Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas? Domestic terrorists? Certainly with blood on their hands. And why was this permitted? Because it's about replacing you, replenishing voter rolls, finding cheaper employment, and lower wages. This isn't about no human is illegal. This isn't about illegal aliens being deemed a racist term. This isn't about hate has no home here. This is a methodical, calculated, well-orchestrated effort by the establishment to achieve a goal in this country. And honestly, when we talk about the border and illegal immigration, the hypocrisy is astounding. Let's do a compare and contrast of Donald Trump on illegal immigration, and then we will give you Bill Clinton on the same subject with almost the same verbiage 25, 30 years before. Here is Trump in Arizona at the border just about a month ago. Listen and watch.
The choice is simple. Kamala's mass amnesty of criminals or President Trump's mass deportation of criminals. I think that's pretty easy. In addition to all of the other things, there are many other things that are equally as bad, but not as obvious. With your vote, we will seal the border, stop the invasion, and launch the largest deportation effort in American history.
Donald Trump says that, and the Democrats and the media say that's racist and that is inhumane. They've been saying the same thing about that subject for 8 years when Trump talks about it. The border, the wall, that's really what you think of first and foremost when you think about Trump, right? That's kind of his objective politically, on top of, obviously, the economy and no wars. But here was Bill Clinton in 1996 on the same exact subject. Listen and watch.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants. The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers. That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
So if that exact speech came out of the words of Donald Trump's mouth, how would the media react? We know how they would react. And if you recall that speech from 1996, do you remember how the media acted? No, crickets, right? Or maybe a quiet golf clap. Hey, Bill, keep it up, buddy. Doing a great job. And let's get to Kamala Harris. You created this mess. What say you? Listen and watch.
And now they have pledged to carry out the largest deportation, a mass deportation, in American history. Imagine what that would look like and what that would be.
I have imagined what that would look like, Madam Harris. In fact, I think it would be glorious. It would be long overdue. It would be justified. It would be celebrated 30 years ago. But those visuals in my head, they're just hypotheticals. I deal in reality and facts. We've all seen the visuals and we all know what it looks like. Trump had it under control. Even Obama had it under control. But you and Joe have failed the country. The Democrat Party has failed America, and we have the receipts yet again. You'll see the graphic here on YouTube. Phil, please post this picture of a vote that just went down. 158 of the 209 House Democrats voted against deporting illegal aliens that commit sex crimes and domestic violence. These 158 House Democrats voted against common sense. These 158 House Democrats voted against your safety. And we all deserve better. Remember this. Those are the words, not of yours truly, but of House Republican Byron Donalds of Florida. You shouldn't be here in the first place. You rape a woman and you get to stay? So says 75% of Democrats in the House of Representatives. Who the hell elected these morons? But we know who can vote these people out. It's you, this fall, Say it with me. Economy, border, and wars. Economy, border, and wars. And with respect to the border, it's time to vote out the people who draw a salary from your tax dollars, who in return are responsible for the failure to protect you from threats foreign and domestic. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it is brought to you by the Piazza Auto Group. The all-electric, all-adventure SUV from Piazza Honda has arrived. Get financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months on the all-new 2024 Honda Prologue. Visit Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield today. 855-839-1210. We'll get some thoughts on the border and the big admission from yesterday, as well as locally here, what's going on in Montgomery County when it pertains to mail-in ballots. Very interesting claim that has come out. We'll dissect that when we come back. It's Kale and Company on a Friday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to storage solutions, they get the job done and fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have trusted for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation, kitchenmagic.com, and cook up something extraordinary. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
My work and my career has always been about saying, let's fix problems. Let's address the needs because we know it's within our capacity to do that.
So to answer Justin's question, now that that bill has gone and hasn't passed, will you reintroduce that?
Absolutely. And when I am elected president of the United States, I will make sure that bill gets to my desk.
That was Kamala Harris after taking a question last night on the Oprah Winfrey, I don't know what you want to call that, town hall interview, live audience, where one individual asked the Veep about fixing the border. And, of course, she word saladed it. She didn't answer it. And then Oprah had to step in and provide the follow-up. Oprah actually did more follow-ups and work last night than David Moore and Lindsay Davis last week. As we welcome you back in, Kale and Company, here on a Friday morning, Talk Radio 1210. WPHT, if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number. I was really, really, really busy yesterday, all sorts of running around, errands. I felt like Dawn Stenzel, and all I needed was a minivan, and I would have felt like I was living Dawn's life yesterday. No
nap. Piazza minivan.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't get a nap. I had to do all these different little knickknacks and all these little, go to this place, drop this off, pick that up. And then I see this clip that Stocker sends me with this border commentary on Capitol Hill yesterday, and, you know, I mean, it's basically a major bombshell, and I hate using that because that's what, like, all the grifters do on Twitter. All they do is say everything's a major bombshell when it's not. But this just goes to show you, I believe, personally, again, the cover-up that was going on. And we talked about it. We've shown you the video clips and the cut sheet of these flights in the middle of the night when it's dark, and you've got people at, like, Logan International Airport in Boston just laying around in lobbies, illegal immigrants here getting shipped from A to B. And the Biden operation and the administration with this clandestine, you know, Tom Clancy type approach to ship people around all over the country. And I was thinking about all of these cover-ups, right? Specifically with the border here, Dawn. Then we have the cover-up of Joe's health, right? From the Democrats, from Kamala, from the mainstream media. We heard in March and April that, I mean, in May, that Joe, this is the best version of Joe we've ever seen. He's the life of the party. And then on the economy, think about all the cover-ups. We put out jobs reports, right? And then it's, oh, you know what? We got to walk that back. Those jobs don't exist. Or those jobs are bounce back jobs. Or those jobs are part-time jobs. This administration, Dawn, they cover everything up from the economy to the border to the health and well-being of their own leaders of their party. I would argue the least transparent, least visible, least vocal administration in my lifetime. And I'm glad that they're getting outed for this. By a former Border Patrol chief.
Yeah, they deserve it. And it's got to be, you know, you think about the defund the police movement, and that's part of, you know, Border Patrol, is that they have the last time I looked, I think they had more than 2,000 openings. And this is part of it. And it goes back to, remember when, you know, they said that they whipped them because you're riding horses, not English style, but Western style. And that's how you ride horses. You go back and forth. So the allegation was, oh, look at, they're whipping with the horse reins. The poor, you know, immigrants were coming. No, they weren't. So I would imagine if you're in that job, which is a tough job,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes you yourself, a lot of the people there are Hispanic Americans.
Yep.
Who deeply are heartbroken over this issue and see, you know, especially the kids coming over and the unaccounted for kids.
Sure.
So I would imagine, I'm surprised more people don't come out and as whistleblowers
mm-hmm.
and talk about the real story, that it's a humanitarian crisis.
I agree. And I think people are really, really fed up with it. And again, I tend to believe a lot of these, if not all of these whistleblowers, because again, they, I don't think, have anything to gain personally from it. It could be career suicide. It could result in, you know, their physical safety and well-being being influenced or impacted. And when they come forward, whether they publicly do it or they do it, you know, under conditions of anonymity to the media or via subpoena or whatever it might be, I tend to believe them. Because, again, it's not like they're doing it for a book tour to make a quick buck or anything like that. So, and again, when you see this level of ineptitude at the border, it has to be by design. You can't sit here and say, well, we're doing everything we can, it's just a broken system. No, it's obviously they're omitting it and they're just allowing this to happen, and then they try to cover up their tracks and they're getting called out for it, rightfully so. I got this text. So Montgomery County, right? I live in Montgomery County, and I live in Bluebell. And yesterday I got an email saying I need to update my mailing address since I moved, and you know, the girls and the wife came up here and we have a different place now. So I have to update my registration with my address. My voting location on election day did not change, but I got the email from Montgomery County yesterday and I did that. And then I woke up this morning to a text.
Get up, Harry!
From Harry. We'll just call him Harry. Not the Harry in New York.
Let's go, Harry!
But a different Harry. And this is very fascinating because I think this impacts a lot of us in this listening audience. And we've got people all over different counties. But I specifically am in Montgomery County. Dawn, I know you drive through Montgomery County a lot. And this is, I think, something that needs to be called out because we just played you. This was maybe Wednesday on the cut sheet. Of a local news station in Luzerne County that was calling out and caught on video a lady that was trying to drop off 4 mail-in ballots at the ballot box, which we know you can't do unless you have justified, verified cause to do so. So now it appears that it's going on in Montgomery County to a different tune, as the RNC sent a letter to Montgomery County demanding that it cease distributing mail ballots, claiming that they have not undergone the required logic and accuracy testing. The letter, which was sent on Wednesday, but announced by the RNC yesterday, claims that mail voting began in the county on Tuesday, quote, without statutorily required logic and accuracy testing. Both state law and the Secretary of State require the testing, according to the letter. As a result, the RNC demands that Montgomery County election officials immediately cease the distribution of all mail and absentee ballots until the satisfactory completion of all mandated testing, end quote. They go on to say the following, quote, any and all mail and absentee ballots distributed thus far must be immediately segregated upon return so that arrangements can be made to count these ballots by hand. The letter continues, quote, Pennsylvania voters deserve to know why these ballots were distributed without testing and be assured Montgomery County is counting them properly. That is from the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley, who said that in a statement saying, quote, this is an unacceptable breach of election integrity and all legal options are on the table. The letter concludes that the RNC will pursue legal action if the county doesn't remedy the situation. So I shared this on Twitter before the show started and I copied in Linda Kearns. Linda Kearns responded, and Linda Kearns also has penned a letter from her law office to the county. And I want to read this to you because this is great work by Linda, protectthevote.com. She says the following, Dear Commissioners and Director of Elections Dean,
As the Republican National Committee, Pennsylvania Election Integrity Council, I write concerning the commencement of mail and absentee ballot voting in Montgomery County yesterday without statutorily required logic and accuracy testing pursuant to blah, 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 all the letters and the numbers. I'm not going to bore you with that. It's in defiance of the March 7th, 2024 directive on logic and accuracy testing from the Pennsylvania Secretary of State, including the notice requirements. She goes on to write a little bit more. It's about two pages long. I look forward to confirmation that Montgomery County election officials will immediately comply with the requested relief of cessation of voting prior to this completed testing. She goes on to say, we will pursue all legal remedies available if your office does not act immediately to protect the integrity of the election. Very truly yours, Linda Kern. If we can get that actual letter posted on social media, I'll find a way to put it up on my Twitter feed. But Don, we just talked about this 2 days ago. So we've got shenanigans with a lady just dropping off four ballots in Luzerne County. We've got this going on in Montgomery County. In, oh, by the way, the most important state in the entire electoral process, with 19 electoral college votes hanging in the balance. And it's September 20th, and you know what the response is going to be. And I can't blame anybody. If anybody wants to say it doesn't smell right, there's nonsense going on. We've just seen it twice now in 48 hours here.
Yeah, and what's interesting is they all know the rules, and there were even reports. What's interesting to me is there were reports that, oh, Montgomery County is one of the first ones to get their, some of the local TV stations were covering that. Montgomery County, one of the first to get out there. So obviously, somebody from Montgomery County was releasing that information and calling and saying, hey, they're out here. And so they all know the process. And we talked about this ad nauseum. We reported on it. Linda Kearns was on our air this week explaining they have, and even remember you guys were teasing, like, test the ballots. Why do they have to, but they do. That's, we're teasing, but they have to test the ballots. They have to make sure that everything's A-okay. So it's just, it's unacceptable. And as Michael Watley wrote, it's a breach of trust.
Yes.
And at a time when election integrity is everything, this just is disingenuous of those at the county level to pull something like this. Stop already.
I agree. And I want a statement. I want a explanation. And I don't want to hear, well, it was accidental, right? Really? Think about all these. Isn't it amazing to me how many times, whether it's Democrat or mainstream media, well, it was a rough draft and we accidentally submitted it, or we accidentally posted. Like, remember the Trump indictment in Fulton County when the clerk's office for the court accidentally posted the indictment publicly before it was released publicly to the country that Trump was being indicted? I don't want to hear any more of these numbnut explanations, okay? Accident, my keister. You don't accidentally, you're working in the county office. You know what the laws are. This is something that has been in place, if my math is correct now, for 6 months, going back to early March. You don't just distribute stuff before you're allowed to distribute it. And, oh, by the way, to be fair, I have no idea whose ballots were going out early. They could be Democrats. They could be Republicans. It could be more Republicans than Democrats. I don't know. But when we have rules in place, they need to be adhered to and followed. And this is why, and here's the double-edged sword with this. I hate mail-in ballots. I hate the whole process. I would love to have voter ID, paper ballots, one day, tabulate the results, boom, let's find out who wins. But I also understand, as Laura Trump has said, as Michael Watley has said, as Trump just posted 2 or 3 days ago on Twitter saying that early voting is underway, get out and take advantage of early votes and mail-in ballots. This is the system we have. I hate it, but you have to utilize it. Because and I've said this, and it looks like from the stats in Bucks County and statewide, that Republicans have figured it out from 4 years ago and are more engaged and involved with this early process than 4 years ago, perhaps more than ever before. But the reality is, you just can't give the Democrats a massive head start on November 5th. It's no longer Election Day is this date. Election Day is like a 6-week process. But this is why. Like, if anybody calls in this morning and says, I'm never going to do a mail-in ballot, like, there's a part of me that says, well, then prepare to lose. But there's another part of me, like, where I'm on the fence, Dawn, and I'm saying, you know what? I don't blame you, because I don't trust this. countless mistakes. It's not one county. It's multiple counties. And it's you know what's going to happen. You know there's going to be a story in Arizona on November 5th. Maricopa County or this county in Arizona. They always seem to have issues. You know, we've had issues. We had people during the midterms in 2022 from South Jersey calling in. And it's like, this is the United States of America. You know, we're not voting for prom king and queen. Can we have a more streamlined, accurate, concise process? And again, I just don't, the accident, it was an accident. That's not a viable defense anymore.
But I think part of this is, and we'll, you know, I'll look for reaction from the commissioner. So there, part of this is calling out somebody, and this is how I view it, that they're calling out somebody with an ego. It's about ego. It's about getting publicity. So they're, I think part of this is they're calling out the commissioner, Neil Makija, that he had put out the 17th, happy election day this week. He put this out. I cast the first 2024 general election ballot in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I, sir, and he puts a picture of himself, like a tight shot, very nice, very nice picture. I serve as the chief election official in PA's third largest county, blah, blah, blah. We're working to ensure a safe, secure, accessible election for all, da, 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 da,
yep.
Register to vote by October 21st. So I think what they're doing is they're saying, look, because this guy has an ego and he wanted to put out there that he was the first in Pennsylvania to vote, and because of his ego and he wanted the publicity and he wanted to put this out there, he compromised and didn't follow the proper procedure.
Yep.
I think that's that it all comes down to them calling out this one individual.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this could be a hot mess if indeed they take legal action, because they do have, you know, they have to look through, they have to do their process, even though we might say, what do you have to test?
Yep.
Look at all the lawsuits because of these things. So you have to follow the protocol so we don't have to deal with all that junk.
Yes, that's why they put them in place. I've got Montgomery County's official Twitter feed up here. I'm scrolling through the last 7-8 days. Not a single acknowledgement from them on social media. 2 days ago, they posted, today is National Voter Registration Day. Get ready, Monco. It's a big election year, and your voice matters. Visit our website for resources and information. Oh, by the way, they send out ballots prematurely. Great job. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. I see we have Linda Kearns on the line. I'm sure she wants to add some more context, and we will do that on the other side. But first, a word from Piazza Mazda and the CX-30. Oh, what a vehicle this is. They now have, they have crossovers for everybody. This is really remarkable. An extensive crossover and SUV lineup, from the sleek CX-5 to the capable CX-50. Follow along here. They get bigger as I go. To the three-row CX-90 and now the all-new CX-70. Something for every lifestyle. Piazza Mazda of Westchester and Reading. They will help you find the one that is right for you with financing as low as 0% for 36 months. Visit Piazza Mazda in Westchester and Reading for a personalized test drive. Tell them you want the Nick Kale test drive. Shop online, PiazzaMazda.com.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Linda, good morning. How are you, dear?
Good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to explain that logic and accuracy testing is a required step in the statute. What happens is they make sure that the paper's okay, that the machines can read the paper, that the candidates are listed in the correct format on the paper, that the location of the fold is appropriate so that when they unfold the ballot, it can go through the machine. So what happened here is on Monday, the Supreme Court finally finished all the litigation regarding candidates. So that was September 16th. The Secretary of State certified the candidate list. So once that happens, the counties then send letters to their county chairs saying, okay, now we're going to do logic and accuracy testing.
Okay.
So that happened so that couldn't even start until September 16th. Montgomery County sent out a letter to the county chairs on the Tuesday, the 17th, saying we're going to start logic and accuracy testing on Thursday, the 19th. At the very same time, Commissioner Neil Makija, I think I'm saying his name right, and you can see him on Twitter at neilmakija.com. He's the commissioner, the chair. He tweets out happy election day with a picture of himself, proud as punch. I voted. I'm the first, I cast the first 2024 general election ballot in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So we see this and say, wait, how is anyone voting when they just announced logic and accuracy testing? So, and then he doubled down on it. He kept retweeting it. He, you know, with proud pictures of himself, several pictures. Then he is tweeting out that we're ready to send, that we're sending out 100,000 mail ballots. Then he tweeted out again, it's, I think this was yesterday, voting in Montgomery County, vote today at our Montgomery Plaza. Yet this logic and accuracy testing hasn't even occurred yet, because then the county rescheduled it for Monday. So
is this just a communication breakdown? Is this a failure to comprehend what is actually required before they, quote, jump the gun and distribute this? I mean, can you take us actually inside the county election office where, I don't know, is it like three just clerical secretaries that say, okay, well, let's ship them on out? Like, what goes on behind the scenes here?
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, the elections director, who's more of a career person, like, you know, someone, this is his job. He doesn't get elected. He's been there a long time. He's the one who sent out the email saying, now we're going to do election logic and accuracy testing. So he was doing all the procedures right. We don't know how this commissioner took it upon himself to make sure that they started sending ballots out so that he could tweet with a nice picture of himself, I cast the first 2024 general election ballot in the Commonwealth. So I don't, this doesn't appear to be a breakdown. This appears to be someone who wanted to be able to be the first one to cast the 2024 general election ballot. And we called, we didn't call all 67 counties, but we contacted a lot of counties, and no one is sending ballots out yet because they're still undergoing logic and accuracy testing.
All right. Well,
so
Linda,
can I just add something, Linda? I mean, is this what I read into this? This guy wanted his selfie, and it's all about him. This is an ego fest. That's what, I mean, I'm looking online, and Montgomery County voters are calling him out. That's what they're accusing him of, oh, great job, you broke the law. And if you look at all the social media, Linda, they're pointing to this one guy, the Commissioner Neal, who they're saying, you know, had this race to be the first with his selfie. Is this about ego? Is it, is the allegation pointed at this guy, it sounds like, and not the entire county process?
Well, I think that's something that we need to ask him, and perhaps the Philadelphia Inquirer is on it. They know about this. So maybe they'll call him and do their job and say, why were these ballots distributed? Because we know that people voted. I mean, I know people who went in and voted. So, and we don't know who it is. We don't know if it was Republicans or Democrats.
Yep.
And these are innocent voters. These are, it's not the voters' fault. So what my letter said was, we want to make sure that you segregate these ballots so that they're not mixed in with the ballots that go out after the testing.
Right.
So, because, I mean, this is an easy fix. You can put them aside, put them in a nice secure lockbox, and then when it's time to count them, you can just count them by hand. You don't, you know, want to run them through the machine if you're not sure they're going to be counted correctly. It's a very easy fix, but nothing has stopped. Even after my letter went out and after he received it, after the commissioner received it, he tweeted out again, in Montgomery County, PA, vote today at One Montgomery Plaza. So, you know, commissioners, boards of elections literally have one job, administer elections. And this is so basic. It's just, I mean, it's boring stuff. It's the stuff that I love, but this is what we do to administer elections, and they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just not fair. And again, you know that the Republican National Committee, we're committed to election integrity, and we want to make sure it's fair, and we don't want any voters disenfranchised.
Yep. Linda, great work as always. Thank you for chiming in and responding on social media as well. You enjoy your Friday and play a little Elvis to relax, okay?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I have a list of songs that Greg Stocker hates. The producers were very nice to send it to me. So let me know when the next charity thing is.
Oh,
and if I have any money left in this Biden-Harris economy, that'll be my list. So
I'll
have a plan.
I'll be sure to take that week off, Linda. So thank you.
Thank you, Linda.
ProtectTheVote.com. Please sign up. I need volunteers.
Yes, indeed. There she is, Linda Kearns. 855-839-1210. We'll get to some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, and that is coming up next.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.